Can you feel the energy of spring? There's more sunlight. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling so much more energized, and it's just kind of beautiful. We have these seasons by design, and I really do believe that, you know, fall and winter, it's such a beautiful time to go more inwards and focus on, you know, more of the cozy vibes. But it's spring, and I'm really excited to share a few ways that you can really pour into your well-being to optimize how you feel, generate energy, and feel your very best. Let's get to it. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant, whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. All right. Before we get into today's podcast episode, a little love that I would love to share with you. It means the world to me when you take just a couple of moments just to leave a review for the podcast. It's a great way for other people to discover it. It's just, I don't know, it's one of those, I guess, metrics that kind of is important when you have a podcast. And I love showing up here every single week, two times a week. And I love that it's free. You know, we get to pour our passion and our energy back into our community, find new people that we can maybe help and serve in some way. So every single time you leave a review, I read it and I'm so grateful, and it really helps the show to be more discoverable to other people. So I just wanted to read a quick 5-star review. Thank you, Nad Martin, for this sweet, sweet love note. And it says, wow, wow, wowza. It was so good. I needed to hear that first episode. Applies to exactly where I am right now in my life. Thank you for putting yourself out there. I know that I'm not the only one that is going to love this podcast. Thank you, Nad. That's so sweet of you. And again, thank you to everyone who keeps showing up here every single week. And please let me know, like, are there things that you're working on right now? Today, we're going to talk about spring wellness. Again, it's the conversations I'm having with my clients. It's in the communities that I'm hanging out in and supporting and educating in. And so I hope that these land for you. And really, the goal every single time you show up here, as you know, is to pour into your development as a human and as a woman. I want you to be your best self. I want you to feel your best. And there really are some beautiful strategies to be able to do that. Sometimes, most times, we overthink it, right? We overthink the things that we should be doing. So I just today really wanted to bring you some of the ideas and conversations I'm having with myself around spring wellness and things that I'm going to be focusing on. And just really honoring the seasons of life, the seasons of nature, and how we can use this to really realign ourselves to what it is that we desire. And if you have missed the last couple of episodes, I would encourage you to go back and start there, because sometimes maybe we just need to more clearly define with clarity what it is that we do want. So sometimes when it comes to health, it's like we keep going until it's not working anymore, right? And then you get to this kind of burned out state, or maybe you're having some symptoms or things pop up that cause you to actually make a shift. That's fine, but let's not get to that point, right? Let's just make the decision, the committed decision right now, that I'm going to talk about a few ways that you could really pour into your health this spring, and take, you know, one thing or maybe two things. Don't think you're going to do all of it. because, you know, it's right now in real time, it's April, middle, end of April, actually. And if you looked back at the conversations and the excitement, maybe, or the goals that you set for yourself in January, I would love to know, have you stuck with the things that you said were important to you? So if you had a vision board, if you had a journal, if you wrote it down somewhere of just like what you were going to focus on, let's go back to that. You know, what was that you set for yourself in January that you wanted? And then let's refine and redefine what it is that you really desire now. So for spring, like think about what nature is doing right now. The world is waking up. There's more sunshine. You know, I looked out actually as I was having my coffee the other day and I can see the buds on the trees and now the leaves are starting to open up. And I think you probably naturally have this desire to like get your feet on the ground and spend more time outside. And there's this cleansing and revitalization that's happening on the earth where we live. And like, let's use that energy for yourself. So always, you hear me say this, awareness is everything. What is your starting point right now? And if you had to say, you know, as you are very aware of how you're feeling, you know, I'm thinking about like your energy levels. How is your sleep? How are your cycles? How are you feeling around your cycles? How is your skin, your hair, your nails? How is that looking and feeling for you? How is digestion and elimination? These are all really, really simple indicators that we are able to use as little like messengers that maybe something is a little out of alignment. So I'm going to give an example. The last, I don't even know, 4 weeks or so, I have been having these like little ruptures on my skin actually. And thank goodness my skin has never been an issue for me. And I think just thank goodness for that. but I have been so highly annoyed by it. I'm just like, what is going on? Like, it's not that it's like pimples. They're just like little red bumps and stuff. And I actually had it seasonally last spring too, kind of around my eyes, kind of around my nose. Anyways, all this to say, when things like this happen, I look at it as the body's way of telling me something. So, I mean, I've been annoyed by it. So I've taken a few different steps. I've been really focusing on liver support and cleansing the liver. So certain foods, herbs, you know, like certain teas. What else have I been doing? Liver castor oil packs. I was trying to like, obviously the topical stuff, like try to figure out with my skincare if there was anything going on. I actually just went to, it's actually called Stratford Plastic Surgery where we live, in town. And I actually just had a really unique facial done that was kind of like more medical grade, but used some like really simple lasers and extraction and just like cleaning up the skin. So I kind of went surface level as well, which shout out to them. It was really, really relaxing and really enjoyable. Very different. It was kind of, if you've ever heard of a hydrofacial, it was something kind of like that. But my skin actually feels like it's just, she just said too, there was a lot of dry stuff. Sometimes seasonally, we can't explain what happens with skin. But I say this because the reason I'm telling you the story is because our skin, if you're somebody that's, you know, struggles with skin stuff, when I'm saying that our bodies are constantly giving us messages and sending us signals, your skin is an indication of what's happening inside. And so I just think, you know, if I would have gone to maybe a doctor or dermatologist, there's most likely they would have given me maybe a form of a steroid or, I don't know, something topically that I'm going to do. But my approach always is like, let's get root cause. So, and it's interesting because I think at this time of the year, you probably hear people doing cleanses and there are all forms of cleanses. I mean, fasting, intermittent fasting, cleanses that are supported with herbs or different tinctures. You know, if you're working with a practitioner or you can even go to the health food store and pick some up. I think it's a really beautiful time of the year to do that, you know, seasonally. And if you're on the same algorithms that I am or in some of the same circles, you know, you even hear people talking about like parasite cleanses, which I'm so fascinated by. I haven't done one yet, but I think it's super, super fascinating. So I just, all this to say, if you had to choose one thing right now, if your body, if you really tune in, is your body giving you an indication that something could shift? Are you feeling your best? And I don't want you to wait until you have those symptoms. I want us to really be preventative, you know, like constantly reassessing and listening and tuning in deeper to what our bodies are telling us. You know, we talk about not having autopilot on, and it's easy in our full days. Like, I totally get it. But I really think this is a unique opportunity right now for spring to root into this. So first of all, awareness, and then choose one thing that you really want to focus on right now. So a few things that are coming up with some of my clients and even myself that I'm thinking about. So liver support. I mean, you guys, I have so many things even saved on my like Pinterest boards. Obviously, Instagram has different things. Like, there's so many things. I still have some one-on-one coaching that I've got a bit of a wait list now started for when I open that up again as I onboard some new clients. But there are ways. You can do it yourself, but you can also have support to really dive in, stay accountable, and kind of feel really confident with what you're doing. But it's often just the gentle shifts consistently over time that really compound and will get you the results that you want. So I think you probably are noticing like food is going to be a big thing. You know, I mean, I'm already starting to crave more salads and smoothies and raw fruits and vegetables and that sort of thing versus stews and soups and more of the warming meals. You know, teas. I'm like loving having like dandelion tea, and my tea drawer is one of my favorite little healthy hubs in our home. Rooting even deeper into gut health. This has been a journey of mine over the last couple of years that has really, really given me a lot of benefits. Like, I know that I felt that. And then obviously, you know, some of this liver support. So even things like I had said, lemon water, certain teas that are great for the liver as well. Like, our liver has so many functions, like up to 400 or 500 different functions. It's a huge part of what happens in our body. Castor oil packs is something that's kind of newish to me in the last like 6 months, but I really love those. You know, and just greens and like, I've got some tinctures and different supplements I'm using as well too. So just like liver, like cleansing, I'm doing more saunas. We've been doing a lot of cold plunging around here. And so there's just lots of fun ways, walking, just getting outside and moving in a different way than maybe you've been doing this winter. So just, you know, get quiet enough, long enough to really understand maybe what it is that your body needs. And then I would say always, you know that I love community and accountability so much, because that's how you're going to stick with it. That's how you're going to keep going. And I think, what if we flip the script on some of this, especially as it relates to our health and wellness, where instead of looking at it like it's an annoyance, or like, oh, I have to do this, or I got to prep some food, or it making it feel hard. You know that feeling sometimes when you're adding something new, it's like, oh, it feels hard. Build it into your habit stack. Go back to some of the podcast episodes on habit stacking, because you're going to build it into things you're already doing to make it less hard with less friction. But I also want you to flip the script in your mind and the things that you're saying to yourself. Tell yourself that you love it until you really love it. You know, like, our mindset and the self-talk that we have in our minds, maybe out loud, is really powerful. And your words are powerful. So I really want you to speak life over these shifts and have fun. Like, if you go back and look at your January self, I'm sure you feel like a completely different person. You've had so many unique experiences and you've done a lot of really cool things. So what did you say was really important to you in relation to your health in January? Where are you at, and how can we make some really gentle shifts using the energy of spring to help generate energy? If you're somebody who is tired, feels like you constantly need naps, or you're leaning on coffee far too often, or grabbing the quick fix just to sustain your energy throughout the day, or you're crashing at night and you know that you're feeling a little more irritable or just kind of out of control, let's root in. Tell yourself you love taking care of your body. You are worthy of taking care of. And it really does come down to generating energy in our body. It doesn't just happen. It's like the fuel in, put in the premium gasoline, okay? Put in the premium. And it's like, you will be rewarded. It may, depending on where your starting point is, it might take you a little bit longer, but I feel like each and every one of us can get excited about some things with spring, the shift of seasons, you know, within your families and your homes. Get excited. You know, I was decluttering and reorganizing some of my like supplement cabinets, my little like happy juice bar, my tea section. I was getting some new teas and different areas of even our home. Like there's this like refresh, right? That's happening. And so I really just want to encourage you to root in, you know, have fun, listen to your body. And like, what is the thing, the next right step as it relates to kind of spring wellness for you to feel your very best? Because it starts today, you know, day one or one day, let's not do that. And there's just this beautiful renewal at this time of the year. And for me too, as it relates to even food and nutrition, if you live somewhere where I live and it's been cooler, a cooler climate in a winter, I'm like really getting excited about my gardens and my potted herbs and different things. Get excited, like source out some really great local produce. Get excited about the farmers markets and lean and eat those things that are in season. It's going to be so nourishing for your body. And I always find too, getting back into Pinterest, I love Pinterest for like ideas and just, I don't always follow the recipes to a T, but just look up some fresh spring recipes. Like get excited if you feel like you're in a rut with lunches, with meals for your family. Get excited, you know, go to Pinterest and just give yourself like 15, 20 minutes just to browse and save some recipes. And then, I mean, you can even take this one step further as we talk about spring wellness, like get into the nooks and crannies of your home. As we talk about decluttering, like get into the pantry, get into your freezer, get into your fridge, like what's in there? Is anything dead in there? Get rid of it and organize it, you know, get some cute little containers if that makes you excited, but make sure you're using what's there and then use it as inspiration to start creating some beautiful spring meals for your family as well too. So those are just a couple of ideas that kind of, you know, again, I've been talking about with some of my clients and in the spaces that I'm hanging out in. And as we look ahead, like summer, I don't know about you, but it's so full. It's so fun. Our family's already like, kids are like, how much more school is left? Is it summer yet? And I'm like, I want to feel my best. I want to have lots of energy to be with my family and still do the things that I love within my work, the events that I run, you know, the volunteering and things that we do. So it's like, it starts with us. It starts with that committed decision to do a little different and use the energy of spring to really pour into that. So if you come up with some other ideas or you try something, make sure to tag me on Instagram. I'd love to see that. If you have any ideas or questions for a future podcast episode, let me know. I can't believe it. It's episode 100, by the way. Wild, wild ride. And I'm just so grateful that you're here. So sending you all sorts of love. And I'm really excited for you to root into your well-being. Use the energy of spring so that you can absolutely feel your best. Thanks for being here. And I hope you love today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.